Romans 8:7, intro. What would happen if the prisoners took turns being the warden of a prison? There would be chaos because the prisoners are hostile towards the law. They would allow the sinful nature of the prisoners to go wild. And that's what happens to us when our sin nature is in control. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Let's read Romans 8:7. It says, because the mind of the flesh is hostile to God, it does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Meditation question, the first one is, give examples of how the sinful nature is hostile to God. The sinful mind is driven by pride and selfishness. It rejects and opposes God's rule and authority. Galatians 5:19 and 20 lists the acts of the sinful nature and contrasts them to the fruit of the Spirit. Verse 19, Galatians 5:19, the acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, discord, jealousy, and rage, rivalries, divisions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. And then in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The sinful nature will reject and fight against the work of God's Spirit, just like the prisoners would be hostile towards the law if they took control of a prison. However, when the Spirit rules in our lives, he produces the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The second meditation question is, how does the law of God expose the hostility of sinful nature? Many people might disagree with the statement that our nature apart from God is hostile to God and that it cannot submit to God's law. They do not deny that God exists, but would like to think that they can do right even though they are not followers of Jesus. The law of God, however, makes their hostility crystal clear. Many people today do not deny that there is a God, but react to the idea that God's laws apply to them, because the law exposes their sin. People are hostile towards God's moral law when it conflicts with their lifestyle. They may be okay with the thought that there's a Santa Claus-like God out there somewhere, but reject God's moral law and authority. A large percentage of people, for example, are involved in sexual relationships outside the context of marriage. They get angry when confronted with the law of God that tells them that they're sinning. The law of God exposes the hostility and sinful nature towards God. Living in sin, rejecting God's laws, and disregarding God's authority is hostility towards God. What is Jesus saying to me from this verse? I felt like he was saying, humbly admit your need for me. Your sin nature cannot obey me or be righteous apart from me. Don't let pride deceive you. Trust me and rely completely on me for righteousness. So how will I trust and obey Jesus today? Admit continually that your sin nature is hostile to God and that you will fail if you strive to obey God in your own strength. Let's pray. Lord, I confess that my sin nature is hostile towards you and cannot submit to you. You are my only hope of righteousness. Again, I want to share and encourage you to share the word with your sharing partner daily, as written in Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.